Well, some in the Twitch chat are correct. Wiggy not feeling Billy Don't Be a Hero by Bo Donaldson in
no.
the Haywards. But I'm fine with that.
No, I mean, that's, I mean, that's your stuff.
Teach his own.
Yep.
And a listener alerted Chime that it is apparently National One-Hit Wonder Day. So that was the suggestion by Chime when it comes to rejoins this morning. And your input invited and encouraged. So happy to. We got one for Courtney coming up. I'm sure Wiggy has several that he would like, and we'll get to those.
That may have been morning. The worst rejoin we've ever had.
Yeah, actually, I didn't know it was a lick of that.
Actually, a huge top 40 hit in the 1970s when America was headed off to Vietnam, and artists were expressing their displeasure and their concern with that in music. And so,
yep, a lot of people buy spam. I bet you don't.
Well, I mean, if you are somebody who likes a finely crafted pop song, Curtis, and you don't want any kind of additional meaning to it, like a nation at war, then that's fine. It's obviously more than
that song was at war with melody.
It's more than your tiny brain can handle, clearly. But we have leads left.
We do.
Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Great day yesterday because Bill O'Brien was on Games with Names, Julian Edelman's podcast. And while they talked about the Patriots, they talked about, you know, funny stories from the past. They also discussed Boston College. And to look at Julian Edelman on this podcast wearing a BC hat, first and foremost, brought joy into my life. But to listen to how they explained this year's team was really the cherry on top. Here's Bill O'Brien and Julian Edelman.
Who's the head coach of Boston College now, wearing the hat.
Let's go.
It's been good. These kids work hard. They're good kids. I really love coaching this team. You would enjoy them because they show up to work every day. They don't complain.
I went and got to experience a little bit of the Boston College team, and I felt that in the room.
Yeah.
In the auditorium when I was talking to the guys, they were hungry to like really learn football.
That's right.
And that's tough for younger football players, especially I don't even know how it is nowadays with the NIL, for guys to really put their heart into what we're believing as a team. You know, like we always had on the wall, mental toughness, doing what's best for the team when it may not necessarily be the best for you. And
yeah, I love the job. I love the people there. I have a passion for the job.
You should have a passion. You grew up here in Massachusetts. Yeah. You went to Brown, coached at the Pats, which means BC's in good hands.
Amen. We're Eagles fans over here now.
I think it's a match made in heaven.
During this day and age where you have coaches, some of the great coaches like Nick Saban leaving college football because, you know, he feels like he can't teach or coach these kids anymore because all they care about is the money that's on the table, the NIL deals, making it to the NFL, which everybody's hoping to make it to the NFL. And yeah, money is the end goal. But we've talked about how we feel like the college game may be starting to get ruined because kids don't want to be coached anymore. If you're making more than your head coach, how difficult is it to then be, you know, under them in authority? To hear Bill O'Brien and Julian talk about these guys being hungry, BC, you know BC just as well as I do, that they're not getting the biggest NIL deals. These players aren't getting paid left, right, and center. They're not the most talked about people across college football. To be hungry, to go out there and impress and to show other teams up, that's all we want. And I think BC fans are so excited right now and people are making fun of it, be like, oh, BC, you've sucked forever. Well, that's the whole point. Like, my time at BC, all I wanted was to cheer for a football team that was great. Or good, even. And to have players in the last 10 years come through that program, and yeah, we've had some go to the NFL and really do a great job, but it did always seem like we were just so far behind everybody else.
Wiggy, wow. What? How many times has she called you a simp for a bag of merch? And the guy delivers a shirt and a hat yesterday, and we get a 10-minute lead on Bill O'Brien.
I mean, I can't go and buy a Red Sox jersey without them saying, I'm in the pocket of John Henry.
It's just happenstance.
Hypocrisy at its finest.
Just a coincidence.
This is hypocrisy at its finest.
The episode came out yesterday, gave it a listen after the show, and I happened to also get merch yesterday.
Okay.
I just don't think people understand how brutal it was to be cheering and hopeful for BC football for so long, and now it finally feels like we have something
to
root for.
What do you want from BC football? Do you want to be
want to be loved back.
Do you want to be a legitimate national champion contender, like a playoff team?
I don't need that this season. I want to be in an ACC.
In the future.
Yeah, in the future, of course.
Well, then you're going to have to make sure BC
That's
is...
That's not what we're talking about right now, though. Right now, we're talking about the fact that NIL deals are ruling everywhere. And you're looking at the Alabama's... Saying,
I think he's right. They'll never get there.
But that's not my lead. That's not my lead.
If they keep requiring the football team to actually...
I don't know a single BC fan that says it's championship or bust. I think what Courtney's saying is that we have a season. We have a team that's... The best way I can put it is this feels like the Matt Ryan era, but Matt Ryan's not leaving next year. Where you have a guy in the head coach that is the draw. And I don't think he's going to be here very briefly and then leave town. And it's really great. My other favorite thing, Courtney, that I got over the weekend is, why are they running on the field after beating an unranked team? It's like, hey, no offense, they'd be much better if your kids played, but UMass, UConn, BU, Northeastern, everybody's tried it. They've all failed in this area. At least BC is doing it, has an NFL-worthy head coach, and has a team that's worthy of support.
Well, and the answer to that question is the Borgs. That's why they're they're running.
Especially a night game.
And he'll get players, though, because of his NFL connections.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about the future. I'm talking about right now, right here. We've talked so much about the college game changing, and to hear that guys are still hoping to learn and are still hungry to learn at a school where it is still about academics and it isn't all about the money is impressive to me, and that's all the credit to Bill O'Brien.
It seems like newsworthy during that podcast was Bill O'Brien saying that he had the option to stay with the New England Patriots, but he thought that Gerard Mayo should get to pick his own staff. And so I thought that was interesting as well yesterday. All right, Courtney, thank you.
Well, clearly he didn't get to pick his own staff on the offensive side of the ball. Well, I bet you Rod's probably wishing he would have kept...
He picked from whom was available.
Yes, from whom Elliot Wolf said, here's the list of guys. The one with the star next to his name, let's get him.
All right, Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. I'm going to ask one question. This is not my lead, but since we're doing the one-hit wonder...
Yes.
And I would say, who is the greatest one-hit wonder person band that we know that has been able to stand the test of time that is so recognizable? I think it's personally Vanilla Ice because of movies and other stuff. Maybe it could.
Oh, this is like a giant debate that we don't have time for.
All right. Like I'm just throwing it out there.
You're asking what is the most... legendary one-hit wonder artist of all time.
That is so recognizable.
That's a great question, and we will address it later.
All right.
So I love the question, though.
All right.
But isn't the definition of a one-hit wonder one that didn't stand the test of time?
Well, it was a huge hit, but the artist was unable to repeat it.
Right. But the artist is still, like, if I said to you, like, that band you played, that one-hit wonder we just came back
with. Yeah, you have no idea who
idea.
Is. And nobody does.
Right, but if I said to you, Vanilla Ice... Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Right. So I'm just saying, away from their one hit to be able to.
Like in the Twitch chat, somebody is suggesting Informa.
From Snow. But I don't think.
The Canadian rapper, Snow.
I don't think he. Because he kind of disappeared for a while and didn't have enough. Maybe Milli Vanilli because of their whole story. But I mean, I just threw that question.
Lead.
My lead is very simple. I don't know if you saw this story. It's very interesting to me. There's a kid by the name of Matthew Sulka who plays for UNLV. UNLV is ranked in the top 25. They are 3-0, undefeated. Their schedule is pretty, when you look at it, it's pretty, how do you say that word?
Formidable.
As far as them potentially going undefeated.
Please don't use big words. I asked you that yesterday.
All right, so I'm sorry. Their schedule is very easy.
Their schedule is pretty formidable.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's
nobody driving to a job site knows that word.
Well, that's not a big word.
That is a big word.
I just don't know how to pronounce it. All right, so their schedule is very easy the remainder of the season where they have an opportunity to go undefeated, and their quarterback just entered the transfer portal and left.
Really?
The kid was a 4-year starter at Holy...
See, this is why it's not a great thing to be able to do this at any moment.
Here's why. He was a 4-year starter at Holy Cross, so some people might know him locally. Had a really good career there. But he said that the commitments that they made to him, who the hell knows what that is?
Yeah.
They weren't living up to it. Now you have a team that has potentially an opportunity to make a playoff, have their starting quarterback leave after the third week, and he's a senior, but he's he's able, I guess, to use his one shirt of 1 year of red shirt eligibility to go someplace else.
Interesting.
So it's very interesting.
Interesting.
Oh, where's all the Twitch hate? Nobody cares about UNLV in Boston. Why are we talking about this?
No, I'm just the fact that they're quarterback.
It's a great lead.
It's a great lead. I like
it.
The positive leads are great, but people hate them.
I like it. All right, real quick. I was well documented. Was very critical at one point of Jason Tatum and whether or not he could be the leader that this Celtics team needed. I was wrong. And Jason Tatum spoke to the media yesterday and addressed what happened when it came to the Olympics and how he was going to be affected by that. And I thought his answer was fantastic.
Motivation. I guess you could say that and if you want to simplify it. In real time, it was tough. And Joe, I talked to Joe a lot. Joe was probably the happiest person in the world that I didn't win finals MVP and that I didn't play in two of the games in the Olympics. So that was odd. But if you know Joe, it makes sense. Did I need any extra motivation coming into the season? No, I don't. I'm not going to give anybody in particular credit that, you know, they're motivating me to come into the season. It was a unique circumstance, something I wasn't having experienced before in my playing career, but I'm a believer that everything happens for a reason.
Nah,
love it.
Love it. We are, before our eyes, we are watching a young guy grow into a true leader, and that is what this team has needed from him. And it seems like the two J's have worked out any issues that they had, whatever.
Can we do a running tally of the amount of times he talks about not winning an award?
He did get another tattoo
of himself.
There you go. Getting the trophy, the big one. So.
But then Al Horford yesterday said he showed up yesterday morning at 8 a.m. For a little shoot around, and Jason Tatum was already done. Meaning that he had been there at 6 a.m.
Yep.
Working on his game, and I love it.
That's the Mamba effect now.
I love it, and I feel like if I'm wrong, that I need to continue to point out that I was wrong and that I was wrong about Jason Tatum. And
have you thought about getting a tattoo of the Marconi?
I should. I mean, it has an honored spot on my new bookcase.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
I don't know if you saw that or not. It's right up there with the one plant that I have.
And you should get a tattoo.
I should get a tattoo.
Yeah, maybe like the show logo or the Marconi or the foundation.
Yeah.
Ooh, Beantown Bullet.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe Bullet's paw print.
Right.
Oh, where would I get that? Like a tramp stamp?
No, that would be forehead. Like left side back.
Yeah, I guess it depends on where you'd want to put it.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting a Super Bowl trophy on my leg.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, so I'll hook you up.
Huh.
Definitely. Yep. Do you have to pay a trademark fee for that?
No.
Oh, good.
No, I saw Antoine Winfield Jr. had one on his arm, but I'm doing a whole unique Pat Patriot holding the trophy. Right. So, you know.
So if you can't get a good parking space in the future, you're just going to pull the trousers up and say, you know who I am?
No regrets.
I'll just pull my pants leg up.
All right. We're going to get to They Said It coming up, and Wiggy is going to be launched into a complete meltdown tizzy over what his guy, Dan Orlovsky, said about Drake May and what should be done with what kid gloves that should be used whenever touching Drake May. So we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays in 10 innings yesterday. Final score 6-5. That's their fourth win in a row. It's the first time they've won four in a row since the first week in July. They've got another one in Toronto tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. We talked about Brett Favre yesterday in the news, and while he was speaking to Congress, he announced that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He made the announcement during his opening remarks while addressing the investment he made into a company he believed was making a breakthrough concussion drug. And it was Celtics media day yesterday. A lot came out from the NBA champs. Jaylen Brown teased an announcement and then backed it up later in the day. Brown has a new sneaker and sneaker brand that he'll be rocking this season called 741. College football fans, Tropical Storm Helene could become a major hurricane and impact the Week 5 schedule. Games to keep an eye on. The Miami Hurricanes are scheduled to host Virginia Tech on Friday night. Florida State travels to Dallas to take on SMU, so FSU's travel plans could be affected. UCF will host Colorado in Orlando, and Alabama, Georgia, Wiggy in Tuscaloosa could also be a game impacted.
All right.
And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. Like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin, you got to love the nines. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, you can eat free with your kids. Just a couple more days, Greg. It'll be a big weekend here. 58 degrees and cloudy afternoon, high 66.
Long distance dedication on that one, Chime, when it comes to one-hit wonders on National One-Hit Wonder Day. And that is for our former Vice President of Sports Sales here at WEEI, the great Dana Pinapinto, who was listening to this show and wanted that. So we are taking requests. Listener pointed it out to Chime. Who is the listener who gets credit for pointing
out? That would be Steve.
Okay, Steve, thank you. But Chime is open and open for business, taking all requests. Tomorrow, we are doing the show from Foxwoods for the Echo Store Invitational Golf Tournament. And we will be at Alta Strada, the restaurant, the great Michael Schlau Italian restaurant at Foxwoods. And with us will be Jake Knapp, PGA Tour professional. So can't wait for that around 9:20 tomorrow. And Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow tomorrow at 9 as the season winds down. Real quick, apparently we are losing a listener, maybe. This is Dan from Lynn. Hey, Dan?
Greg, good morning. Wiggy, good morning. Courtney, Shine, Chris Curtis, you're my favorite. But I just want to say that I'm moving to Tennessee, but I'm going to keep listening to you guys.
Yeah,
you can listen. I wake up with you every morning. I just want to say thank you.
Oh,
part of Tennessee.
Oh, thank you.
Nashville or Memphis?
Chattanooga, 2 hours north of Atlanta, big dog.
All right. Why are you going? How come you're moving?
Because I have three beautiful grandchildren, and I want to be with my oldest daughter, a radiologist, and I'm just very I'm very happy this morning. I just want to say that I wake up with you guys. My favorite day of the week is Monday morning. I look forward to hearing all of you, honestly. And this is the second time that I call since you came from WAAF.
Yeah.
And but I remember Chris Curtis when he was like a shine with Callahan back in the day. But what I do want to say is this, and I'll end it with this. The only time I ever called you, I was in the bathroom, and you went off on me, Greg, about how it sounded.
I appreciate
it. He's a real a-hole.
Good luck.
Chris, you're my favorite, for real, bro. You deal it real. Tom Brady's number one, and Danny Spanos.
I keep it 100.
All right.
It's one of my things.
Your daughter's very lucky to have her dad come move there.
Very nice.
No state taxes either in Tennessee.
Excellent taste. I just, whenever I hear Tennessee, Greg, all I can think about is the brisket at Martin's Barbecue. Oh, my God.
That place is the best.
Unbelievable.
That's a great city, Nashville.
Awesome.
And the veal. A lot of people making that trip when it comes to the New England Patriots this season. So
I wonder if the Patriots
offense.
That's a
hot one for Pats fans. That one in Miami.
Yeah.
Was it true that they drank Nashville clean of Bud Light? That, remember that when the Patriots went the game they lost brutally, Brady had that bad pass to him where his knee got hurt in the grass, but they got destroyed. But they literally drank the city dry.
Speaking of your guy, did you see that Netflix got shot down because they wanted Tom Brady to do the Christmas game and Fox? And Fox would not give them permission to have Tom Brady.
Ooh, I thought he sucked.
Right.
Huh? Those ratings speak for themselves.
Yeah. It's like everybody wants Tom, except for Bill.
Netflix paid, you know how much Netflix is paying for those Christmas games? I believe there's two of them. $150 million.
Wow.
I'm surprised it's not more.
You thought it was more?
I thought it'd be $100 million each.
$100 mil each. That's nuts. Well,
that might be near what baseball gets per year in its TV deal.
Right? And who are the games?
Great question.
Because I think, aren't they moving into the NBA territory? Doesn't the three NBA games or five NBA games on Christmas Day? I guess it depends on the matchup.
Chiefs will face the Steelers at 1 o'clock.
All right, that's not bad.
And at 4:30, the Ravens will take on the Texans.
Okay, nice. That's a good one.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Better than the stupid Thanksgiving Day games where you're always like, ugh.
Oh, you get to see Dan Campbell though.
Yeah, but I guess now maybe that Detroit's doing better. It's not as bad. The matchups, but when they're horrible matchups, isn't it?
If there's a game on for a holiday, I think it's a win.
Yeah, but it's a win, but it's a waste of a good day if the matchups stink. Oh.
That Dan Campbell story about his house is wild. Have you seen that?
No.
So he moved. People were showing up at his house.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I didn't see those.
Like fans and such. And so his address had apparently been shared online.
Right.
And so they up and moved. They got a new house. Didn't want angry fans there Courtney's fantasy football people there asking him about starters or whatever. So turns out that his daughter's classmate was the one who doxed them online and revealed where they lived.
That's so bananas.
So they had to sell their house that they loved, move to buy a new place, and mm-hmm. it was all because of something that they're
was it like spending. Malicious or an accident?
It was malicious. It was on Snapchat, and it was like after they lost, and they were like, you know, right. F this guy, and posted the address.
How old's the daughter? The one that outed him.
I think in high school.
Right. So maybe you got to just tell your kids, hey, do a better job. Never give up our address.
Yeah, but if it's a friend and you have a friend over.
Yeah,
like
friend
this
had like been to the house or something.
Oh, yeah. They were friends. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, we got issues then.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, yeah. That's never good. What kind of friend is that?
All right. Well, we're going to get to the news of Courtney at 7:45. But before that, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where do you want to start, Chime?
Well, Greg, Wiggy and I are already losing our minds about this whole Drake May, not starting him, not playing him whole situation. Well, Dan Orlovsky was on with Rich Eisen talking about the young quarterbacks, and Rich asked him about Drake May, and Wiggy, here's more fuel to the fire for us.
So, I guess as a last quickie before I let you go, Drake May, do you think they should start him?
You could not tell me one thing or pay me enough money to play Drake May meaningful snaps this year. If you tell me you want to play Drake May in December when the season's kind of run its course and you don't have a playoff hope, I can have that conversation. Before then, with that offensive line, you could not tell me one thing to make me put him on the field.
Wow.
Can I just say Dan Orlovsky sucks?
Then I would say Danny O. What about the Washington Redskins football team?
Commanders. They're called the Commanders.
Commandos.
My bad. I know what some of the people want them to go back to Washington.
I mean, to be fair, Commanders is quite the power dynamics shift. I mean, I don't think that should be the team.
So the argument there is that they have a much better coordinator. Like, that's the argument that people
Yeah, but their offensive line was rated worse than yours heading into the season.
Right. Their O-line's not very good.
And that's Dan Orlovsky's whole reason. I want to start Drake May behind this offensive line.
Right.
Like, I'm starting to lose my mind because everybody on the planet prior to the draft had this guy top three quarterback. Like, and no doubt, lock stock, like, absolutely top three quarterback in the draft. And yet now, like, it feels like the overwhelming popularity of people are like, yeah, there's no way you can start this guy. Why?
Because they're idiots. Do we still have Dan on? Does he still come on? I'd like to call in and say, you're a moron. Because show me, and this is what I've said before.
Nobody can give him one reason. Give him a reason.
Why he should play?
Yes.
To get the experience underneath him and gained so much more confidence by playing than sitting on a sideline holding a clipboard. Dan, you played in the NFL for like 14 years. You are a backup. If I asked you personally, did you get more experience from holding a clipboard or actually being out there and playing? I'm going to bet you he would say that is playing. Listen to Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, third overall pick, going to a bad team, coming out of Boston College. I know you guys love that.
Enough with the BC talk.
The Falcons stunk. They drafted this guy to come in there his rookie year. They said, you know what? We're going to throw you in the fire. Matt Ryan sat on the show and said how much he learned and experience he gained from playing his rookie year and getting every rep to get better, and that obviously propelled the guy to a great career. Who the hell knows? Maybe one day might be a Hall of Famer because now they let everybody in.
781 Texter says, you and Shime need to stop lying. Commander's O-line is rated much better than the New England Patriots.
Entering the season, it was absolutely
not. They're talking about. Yes. They're talking about 3 weeks in.
All right, so. three weeks in. They're only a little bit better 3 weeks in. They're only, I think they're 23rd or 24th, and obviously New England's 32nd. So, yeah, they're a little bit better. But when you start to look at the quarterback situation, he's not behind this great offensive line.
Yeah.
Who gains when Jacoby Brissett starts? Who on the team gets better?
Gerard Mayo says he gives you the best chance to win. Said that on
Lies.
The show Monday.
Okay, I don't think Gerard Mayo really believes that, but I'm asking so that means they have a worse draft pick and the next quarterback gets no experience, right? Because nobody thinks they're a playoff team with Jacoby Brissett, right?
No.
So then what do you gain? If you're winning games that don't mean anything, then you're just losing draft value. At least if you have Drake May in there, you're winning towards his future. Like the Drew Bledsoe conclusion of the 93 season, winning four games in a row.
What's next, Shime?
Next, we can hear from a little bit from Aaron Rodgers. He was on the Pat McAfee show, and he thought it was actually kind of cool that Drake May waited and said hello to him after the game. Here was Aaron Rodgers.
I thought it was really cool that Drake stuck around to say hello. I mean, it's something definitely that I would have done as a young player to some of the guys I loved watching growing up. I just happened to be teammates with my favorite quarterback at the time. But that was really cool. Yeah, I'm glad. And I reached out to Drake on Instagram and told him I appreciated that. It was cool. That's a really cool moment. There's something about having that respect and deference that I just really appreciate. So I had a good conversation with Alex Van Pelt, who's the coordinator, about Drake, and they're all excited about him in the future.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the young players want to meet me. Yeah,
it's really cool of him.
I'm happy to say hello occasionally if I have time.
It's a cool thing. I would have done the same thing. Would have done the same thing.
Oh, you would have went up to Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, that's what Aaron Rodgers was
saying. That's what he said. He's like, if I had the chance to meet Aaron Rodgers,
right.
I definitely would have gone up and said hello to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
If I had the opportunity to meet greatness.
That's pretty cool.
He's saying that he is Drake May's favorite quarterback because he said, lucky for me, I was on the same team as my favorite quarterback.
Well, Drake May did say he was the GOAT. So maybe that is.
I wouldn't be shocked if it was his favorite quarterback.
Yeah,
and I would also add
how I brought this up with Gerard Mayo on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
How does Drake May, at his age, what is he? 20?
22.
20.
Is he? It looks like he's 12.
Yeah. I think he's 21.
At his age, how does he choose Aaron Rodgers as the GOAT over Tom Brady?
A lot of kids did.
Yeah.
No, they did not.
Caleb Williams did the same thing. He has said it multiple times that Aaron Rodgers was always his favorite quarterback.
He's won one Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Greg, he was flashy and talented.
Yeah.
Kids loved him.
It's the same reason why
I think they should be starting more Brissett, actually.
It's the same.
I don't care about flash and talent. I care about results.
Right, but Greg.
Yeah, but you're not a kid. That's the difference.
Greg, no, he is not.
Greg, it's the same reason why the Kansas City Chiefs during training camp, their players were coming out and they were asking who's better, LeBron or Jordan, and the majority of players said LeBron. Because they're young.
But they weren't playing at the same time. That's the difference. These kids saw Tom Brady and saw Aaron Rodgers at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And to pick one of them and to pick Aaron Rodgers as the GOAT.
The flashiness.
What is flashy about him?
The way he throws the football, the way he plays the game, everything.
But like, comparing him to Tom Brady, like I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is flashy.
Who's a better quarterback,
Tom Brady
or Mahomes?
Well,
Brady, right? Don't you think there's guys that go up to Mahomes and go, as a kid, you're the GOAT?
Because that's recency bias, though. Like, he's playing right now.
So
Brady
isn't Aaron Rodgers. But I'm saying
But Greg's point is that Drake May is now playing in the league. When he was a fan of the league, they were both playing.
Right, but I'm saying when Brady was still playing, there were probably people who went up to Mahomes and said, oh, it's so great to meet you, the GOAT. Yeah. Like young guys that got drafted. Flashiness.
No thanks. All right. What? Anything else?
Yeah, one more for you. We talked a lot about Bill Belichick yesterday, the idea that maybe he might go to a team like the Jaguars. Wiggy threw out a couple teams. Well, Stephen A. Smith is officially making his plea to one team in particular, the Dallas Cowboys.
I love my brother Jerry Jones, all right? I promise you this is what it's going to be. All he's got to do is listen to me. You got your quarterback. You got your wide receiver, all right? You got to get some meat and potato brothers, and you're going to have to go and get yourself Bill Belichick. I know y'all think there's no way in hell that can work, that it can't happen. I'm going to repeat it again. You got an owner who wants to, who's the president, who's the GM. He's everything, right? He wants to be in front of the camera. Bill Belichick, what's the last thing this man wants to do? I don't give a damn about the interviews now. I don't give a damn about the appearances now. I don't give a damn about the book. I don't care what he's doing. What's the one thing Coach Bill Belichick absolutely positively abhors doing? Talking to the media. Let Jerry get all the shine. Let him coach the team. And let me tell you something right now. You're going to have a whole bunch of brothers far more focused and prepared than they are right now.
I agree with him on that.
Good spot for Bill. Good landing spot for Bill.
And Jerry Jones worked with Bill Parcells. And Bill Parcells was the head coach. Now, granted, it was only a few years, but that's all you're going to get with Bill Belichick. And Jerry Jones, more than anybody, wants another championship.
Okay. All right, well, that's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up next, we'll get to the news, and we will certainly discuss the out-of-control rage that Pringles eaters are apparently experiencing this morning.
It's time for...
Before Trump got out of office, it would only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work.
The news.
And then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially at this... in this economy?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
What does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics, if you really want me to ask?
It heightens emotions.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up?
A 27-year-old man in Reading, Christian Alexander, has been charged with assault after a dangerous morning, early morning going into yesterday. He's been charged with assault with a dangerous weapon and armed assault to murder someone over the age of 60. Alexander tried to kill his mom and dad with a razor blade yesterday morning.
How old is he?
27.
Jeez. Was he living with them?
Yes.
Okay.
Police responded to a report of a stabbing at the family's house after midnight and found the dad with a dish towel around his neck bleeding profusely and the mom bleeding from her chest. Good news, both are expected to survive. They were able to take Christian into custody. Yeah. Here's a neighbor's reaction on Boston 25.
You know, just normal family, 3 kids, never any trouble. Never thought that something like this would ever happen here.
What Christian told police is he had like a psychotic break and he didn't mean to kill anyone, and he was asking if everybody at the house was okay. And really scary.
All right.
Boston Haitians are protesting Trump's claims about Ohio immigrants, showing support for a Haitian group in Ohio, which has filed for citizen criminal charges against Trump. And
criminal charges?
Yeah.
What is this, like a citizen's arrest kind of thing?
Basically.
Right. What do they want him charged for? For saying that people are eating cats and dogs?
Yes.
Oh, so, is that a crime?
Well, it's against defamation. Trump and J.D. Vance for disrupting public services and making false claims.
Okay.
You can be arrested for making false claims?
I think so.
That's what they want.
Then why didn't we arrest Max Kellerman? Brady was nowhere near the cliff.
Well, I think it's probably against a politician, right?
How
is it different?
This would give me an opportunity to play my new favorite one-hit wonder, and that is auto-tuned Donald Trump. Shime, can we listen to a minute or two of that this morning on one-hit National One-Hit Wonder Day, please?
In Springfield, they're eating dogs. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
People of Springfield, please don't eat my cats. Why would you do that? Eat something else. People of Springfield, please don't eat my dog. Here's a catalog of other things to eat.
They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
They're eating the cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
They're eating the cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Thank you, Sean. Wow. Pretty catchy tune.
That's like an Afrobeat song right there. Yeah. That's pretty an catchy. Afrobeat
pretty catchy
song.
Tune.
I like
yeah, it's
that.
Pretty good.
I can't get it out of my head.
I would just like to say that is much better than the rejoin we had earlier in the show. And secondly, I would like to arrest John Kerry because he said that the Arctic would be ice-free in 2013.
All right. Well,
imagine wanting to arrest a politician
for saying something.
Oh,
dumb.
We live in the dumbest time of
yes,
human
we
history.
Do. Yeah. All right, what else?
Well, SBF's ex-girlfriend, Caroline Ellison, a former executive of the collapsed FTX crypto group, has been sentenced to 2 years in prison.
That's it?
Yep, for her role. Oh. A reminder, Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years.
Holy cow. Okay.
So a bit different.
SBF and P. Diddy are in the same jail, Wiggy.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Oof.
Yes, they are.
Be careful.
So
Diddy ain't going to make it. He won't even eat the food. He's afraid he's going to get poisoned.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You see that?
Wait.
No, I didn't see that.
So he won't eat the food because he's scared he's going to get poisoned, but he's on suicide watch?
Yeah.
That doesn't add up.
Yeah.
Or the two can be true.
If you what? Are...
Why would you be afraid of being poisoned if you want to die?
Right.
Oh, because they put people on suicide watch to protect them. He's probably feeling like people are out to kill him.
But suicide would be you doing it.
Right.
No, I know that. But they instantly put, you know, high-profile people on suicide watch when they go in. That's something that they normally do. The poisoning part is him thinking that people are out to kill him. Because he knows all the names. He knows where the bodies are buried.
So those people stole, like, whatever it was.
Billions.
Billions and billions of dollars. Lived in the Bahamas.
Yep.
In, like, five penthouse suites of the hotels.
Seems like there was some swinging going on.
And mm-hmm.
There.
Well, I mean, you look at, you and Wiggy look at everybody as if they're swingers.
That was a massive story that came out that they were all, like, living together and sleeping together.
So it was like a $1 billion orgy.
Mm-hmm.
But she only gets 2 years in jail. Pretty good deal.
I mean, I feel like Sam Bankman-Fried is just going to be killing himself if this girl isn't waiting for him when he gets out.
They're already exes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So she only got a.
In the Twitch chat, New Hampshire Ski Guy says, I should do another night in jail for getting Eamon into the metaverse.
Yeah,
that's true.
You should.
Maybe I should.
Damn, billions of dollars.
I mean, to be honest, Greg, I don't know if we've passed the, what is it called, where you can be still charged with the crime?
Statute of limitations? Mm-hmm.
But
or as Wiggy would call it, the statute of limitations?
Statue.
Right. Well, if we made a statue of Jacoby Brissett, it would be a statue of limitations.
Was it 7 years?
I would say that the House of Connecticut line could get you back in jail.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's right. That was false information.
Yep. Arrest that man.
Yeah. That was fake news.
Yeah, you got to wait 7 years.
All right. We got to take a break.
Oh, okay. Man.
We will get to the rest of the news, including the enraged Pringles fans.
Mm.
Enraged Pringles eaters. They're all around you. Be careful today. We'll get to that and the rest of the news next.